Hare Krishna. Meditation minimizes inner friction and maximizes outer contribution. I have so many things to do. How can I possibly spend time for meditation? This doubt often troubles aspiring spiritualists. Paradoxically, it is when we seem to have the least time for meditation that we need the time for the meditation the most. When we have lots of things to do, that time is the most likely time when friction, inner friction, takes a heavy toll. What is inner friction and how does it take a toll? To understand it, let's look at outer friction. When there is a machine which has its parts which are rubbing and grinding against each other, then that friction wastes energy and decreases productivity. So just as there are physical machines, there is a machine within us, that is the mind. And the mind, in the mind there are many desires. I have to do this, I have to do that, I want to do that, I have to go there, I have to do that. And all these desires often have a friction among them. And this friction also dissipates energy and decreases productivity. The Bhagavad Gita 15.07 describes Manah shashtani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. It says that the living entity who is a part of God, Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhutah sanatanah, that living being who is eternal part of the Lord, what happens to that living being? Is in material existence, and in this material existence, prakriti sthani, karshati, struggling. Why is it struggling? Karshati means friction, grinding, struggling. That is because of manah shashtani indriyani, because of the six senses, prominent among which is the mind. So what happens because of these senses and the mind? These are filled with the desires, as I said. Do this, do that, go there. And these desires, they are having internecine war or for supremacy. Internecine means mutually destructive. It is not that when two desires conflict with either, both become stronger. No, both become weaker. And basically, our energy gets drained. So as these desires battle for supremacy, should I do this or should I do that? We are not able to decide. And a lot of energy goes in indecision. And then even if one desire gets a temporary upper hand and impels us to action towards fulfilling that desire, yes, I'm going to do this. But still, at the back of our mind, or sometimes the front of our mind also, there are other desires which allure and distract. Hey, you should be doing that. No, you should be doing that. And in that, all this inner, this distraction prevents us from focusing, and thereby it sabotages our outer contribution. It doesn't allow us to perform as well as we could have otherwise, if this friction would not have been there. Now, how can we avoid this friction? For that, we need prioritization. And that prioritization is not just a activity of sitting down with a pen and paper and deciding this is more important, this is less important. Yes, that helps to some extent. But when the mind is filled with desires, those desires start pulling and pushing so strongly that our pre-planned priorities get pushed aside. And we feel impelled to do certain things and to neglect certain things. So that along with that planning about prioritization, we also need preparation for having inner strength. So that inner strength comes when we connect with a transcendental reality that is beyond the mind's many desires. So the mind's desires for various things, they are generally material desires. But if you connect with a transcendental reality, that transcendental connection calms and cleanses us. The highest transcendental reality is God, Krishna. And we can connect with Krishna, we can meditate on Him by chanting His holy names or by studying His sacred message. Meditation on Krishna calms and cleanses us. Calms means that we experience a higher enrichment. ప్రశాంత మనసం హీనం యోగినం సుఖముత్తమం ఉపైతి శాంతిరజసం బ్రహ్మభూతం అకల్మషం. వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ ఇస్ ప్రశాంత మనసం హీనం, ప్రశాంత అండ్ ద మైండ్ బికమ్స్ పీస్ఫుల్. వై? ఉపైతి శాంతిరజసం, రజోగుణ, ద మూడ్ ఆఫ్ ప్యాషన్ బికమ్స్ పాసిఫైడ్. సో when we experience a profound non-material enrichment because of the connection with Krishna, we feel peaceful, we feel blissful, and by that the glamour and the clamor of material desires reduces. The glamour means, oh, this is also good, this also looks nice, this also sounds great, I want to do this. There are so many things which allure by their glamour, by the way they look, by the way they feel superficially. And based on their glamour, what happens is, there is a clamor inside. Based on how they appear to us externally, they allure us internally. And a clamor means loud noise. Come on, do this. No, do that. Come on, do that. So this glamour and clamor troubles us. And that's what causes friction and drains. But the glamour and clamor of material allurements becomes irrelevant and insignificant. Irrelevant means, it's not very important. What I'm experiencing higher reality is so rich that this doesn't matter. Let me just put this aside. And over a period of time, first we get the strength to put it aside even when we notice it. And afterwards we don't notice it only. It becomes insignificant. And apart from this calming effect of meditation, there is also the cleansing effect. Cleansing means the desire, there are different desires within us. Some are higher principle-centered desires and others are lower short-sighted desires. So by the power of meditation, we get this strength to subdue and exile. Subdue means first bring in control. They're going out of control. Oh, come on, you must obey me. I must do this. No, nothing doing. Shut up. Subdue and then exile. Shut up and get out. Subdue and exile the lower short-sighted desires. And then along with that, meditation also strengthens our higher principle-centered desire. It strengthens and establishes them as our life's priorities. So we may make them as priorities in our planner, but in our life, they'll become priorities when we have inner strength. That strength comes by meditation. This meditation ultimately enables us to develop love for God, which is life's supreme accomplishment, for it brings the highest happiness. Additionally, it also enables us to become calmer and therefore streamlines our inner and focuses our inner energy, thereby enabling us to maximize our outer contributions. That's how the time invested in meditation doesn't subtract from but adds to our outer contribution. Thank you. Hare Krishna.